USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
People in the city of Houston lining the streets to pay tribute to the late President George H.W. Bush as the procession carrying his casket to Ellington Airport has been making its way through the city. Moments ago, it arrived at the airport, and now a brief ceremony is being led by former President George W. Bush before a presidential aircraft, which is sometimes used as Air Force One, carries the former president's body to Washington, D.C., where it will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda later today through Wednesday morning, when a funeral will be held at the National Cathedral. Among the many who are fondly remembering the late president today, the man who was his chief of staff, John Sununu.
His art form was dealing with people in a way that respected their views but got them to come to the right conclusion and move things forward.
This is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email WayneRoot@gmail.com.
One child is dead, at least 40 others injured after a bus crash in Arkansas involving a Memphis youth football team early today. Police say the bus left the road and overturned shortly after 2:30 local time on a ramp from Interstate 30. The kids on the bus were aged 7 to 12, along with four coaches. Illinois may have to wait a few more days to know exactly how much damage the weekend storms left behind there. Teams from the state and the National Weather Service surveyed the damage from Saturday's tornadoes and severe thunderstorms, which cut across most of central Illinois. As of now, the worst of it looks to have been in Taylorville, where at least one tornado damaged about 100 homes and injured 20 people. Nobody was killed. Things in Alaska are beginning to return to normal after the powerful 7.0 magnitude earthquake on Friday. The mayor of Anchorage says progress has been made because of teamwork. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The 2018 Kennedy Center Honors last evening in Washington included multiple tributes to former President George H.W. Bush, who again died Friday at the age of 94. Among the honorees at the Kennedy Center Awards this year, singer, actress Cher. Comedian Whoopi Goldberg saying of her,
"How do you define that identity with a career as varied and successful as hers? She's been a teenage pop star, a TV variety show host, a model, a rock star, a pop star, a disco diva, Broadway actress, activist, in the epitome of movie star. She's been all of that."
Other honorees included pianist Philip Glass, country singer Reba McEntire, and jazz saxophonist and composer Wayne Shorter. Meanwhile, a legendary TV sitcom actor has passed away. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
He was first known for his role as clumsy Captain Parmenter in F Troop. TV sitcom actor Ken Berry has died. He was also on The Andy Griffith Show and its spinoff, Mayberry RFD, as well as The Carol Burnett Show and its spinoff, Mama's Family. Here he is doing a commercial for Kinney Shoes.
Put your feet together, stop running around. Just step around a Kinney and you'll cover the ground.
Ken Berry, dead at age 85. I'm Wendy King.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.